Kids, there's nothing more wonderful than New York City in the winter. Except the view of New York City in the winter through your apartment window. In the winter of 2006, Marshall, Lily, Robin, and I were all deep in couple hibernation mode. Sadly, this left Uncle Barney out in the cold.
Okay, all-night rave, abandoned tire factory in Newark. We're on the list. Who's in?
No.
Private jet, Teterboro Airport, skinny skydiving. Who's in?
No, thanks.
One beer, bar, downstairs, 15-second walk. Who's in?
Lily went sleepy bye.
It got so bad, Barney tried to be his own wingman.
Hi, have you met me?
Finally, he decided to bring in reinforcements.
No.
Yes. And do you know why? Hang on to your bed sores, grandparents from Willy Wonka. Because guess who's on his way up to this apartment right now? My, wait for it, brother, James React.
You have a brother?
Yeah, he's the awesomest, most best-lookingest, greatest guy ever.
He's exactly like Barney.
That's what I just said.
Well, Barney and his brother aren't exactly alike.
James is gay.
Really? And never in a million years would I picture you with a gay brother. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted you to have a heads up so you don't act all surprised when he gets here. Here he is. What up, New York?
Thanks for the heads up. In God's name, did it never come up that Barney has a gay black brother?
Is he black? I guess I'm the kind of person who focuses on who people are on the inside rather than the color of their skin. I'm kidding. I just wanted to see your face.
Yeah, so now the wedding's back on.
Anyway, James, how have you been?
Awesome, as per usual. I just went skinny skydiving. Legendary. And my laser tag team just made it to regional finals. Legendary air. And by now you've noticed the suit. Go ahead, touch it. Handcrafted by Pietro della Camera, Milan's famous 101-year-old tailor, who, upon completing the very last stitch in this suit, dropped dead. Which is ironic, because that is how gorgeous I look in it. Come on! Give me five.
Is Give Me Five back?
Oh, yeah. I put it in my blog this morning.
Give me five back.
James, this is my girlfriend, Robin.
Hey, hey. So nice to meet you.
Me too.
So, I have to ask, there's a story here.
Please.
The truth is, Barney and James got a lot of different explanations from their mom over the years.
Well, boys, you look different because when I was pregnant with you, I only ate vanilla ice cream. And when I was pregnant with you, can you guess what kind of ice cream I ate?
Coffee?
No, James, I ate chocolate ice cream. But I did drink tons of coffee when I was pregnant with both of you. Can't smoke without my coffee. I don't know, boys. I guess it's just one of those things. Stop asking me. You know what you two are? You're little racists.
So, what are you guys going to do tonight?
I'll tell you what James is going to do. He's going to do the job you've been neglecting. And, as always, he'll do it a lot better than you ever did. Ted, James is my wingman now.
Okay.
Last time James was in town, Barney got slapped once, lucky twice, and whose penthouse hot tub did you end up in?
Public figure, confidentiality agreement. But I will say this, way more back hair than any guy who can afford laser hair removal should have.
And then there was the time they scored the brother-sister combo.
It was everything we ever dreamed of when watching Donnie and Marie. She was a little bit country.
He was a little bit way into black guys.
Yeah, Barney and James together was a lethal combination. Since there was never any crossover in targets, James was always there for Barney with the assist.
Whoa, you score! It is fierce!
H&M.
What? I would never know, because it is so hot that my eyes are melted. All I can see. You know, speaking of things that would look good wrapped around you, have you met my straight brother Barney? Oh, he is fab. Don't you go nowhere. Eulas, okay?
And Barney always returned the favor.
Help! I don't think he's breathing. Does anyone know mouth to mouth?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do. Okay, great. How about you instead? Oh, man, I am so excited that you're here. It has been forever since I have been around anyone even remotely fun. Yes offense.
Okay, you guys are still going out with us tonight, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, it's after 9, and I have warm soup belly.
Oh, no. Guys, you are young, attractive people here in the greatest city on Earth. There are boys and girls in Nobody Cares, Wyoming, wishing they could be here, but instead, they are in someone's basement drinking bad malt liquor, debating whether or not they're going to spend their Saturday night in the parking lot of the feed store or in some other dude's basement. You owe it to them to rise up and shimmy your lazy asses into something hot, and you go out there and you live their dream. Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Don't do it for Wyoming!
So that night, Barney got his wish. We all went out.
Daddy's home! Yeah. All right, bro. What do you like? Guy in super tight black tee? Super tight black guy? Guy who looks like Mr. T?
Yes, and talk me after 2 martinis. Let's focus on you, my man.
I'm feeling lazy. How about girl with the chocolate teeny?
Oh, boom, back tattoo. Hero and the pig?
That's right.
For sure. Damn, baby. Nice tramp stand.
Hey, her body art is not an invitation to grope her. It's an expression of her inner self. I'm sure in many ways she is the dolphin encircled by flowers.
What? Cool.
What was that? Let me know if it bothers you again.
Thanks. You should stay close, just in case.
It'll make you feel safer. I'm Barney.
Now, kids, when you're out at a noisy, crowded bar, you can always tell the difference between the singles and the couples. You just have to look for the signs.
Break. Going in hot.
Singles stay on their feet for maneuverability.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Have you met my brother?
Oh, hello. Have a drink.
Nice to meet you.
Couples, exhausted by the sheer act of leaving the house, are obsessed with finding a place to sit down. There are a lot of other indicators, too. From choice of social lubricant, to basic body language. But the point is, there are many ways to tell whether someone has single stamina or couples coma.
I wish I would have worn sneakers. I just got finished running from some fat, hairy guy who was periscoping out of his pleather pants. Permission to come aboard denied.
Look at this, my jammies. I can't believe I wore a bra for this.
Bras suck. They're so confining and unnatural.
They're like a booby zoo.
Well, why don't you take it off then? Let those puppies breathe.
Oh, please go sweat on someone else.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Poor my boobs.
Well, it takes a lot of guts to approach a girl and you just crushed him.
Oh, yeah, he looks all broken up inside. Whatever, you guys have no idea what it's like to be on the receiving end.
Oh, poor me. I'm a pretty girl, and everybody everywhere wants to buy me drinks and have sex with me.
What? Oh, poor me. I get to order yummy pink drinks with chunks of real fruit that guys secretly like but can't order because they'll be made fun of.
Dude.
They're delicious.
Excuse me. Join me in a shot?
Oh, no thanks. I've had enough. Too in shape. He spent all night talking about his body fat content. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go have a yummy pink drink with fruit in it. Because I can.
You know, that was like the third hot guy that James blew off tonight.
Yeah, he's turning down shots, he's yawning, he's whining about his feet. He's as bad as we are. He is.
But he's exactly as bad as we are. You guys don't think that James is in a relationship.
No, there's no way. He's Barney's brother.
Look at that.
He's texting.
Oh, my God. He is in a couple.
This is going to kill Barney.
What's going to kill me? What's going on?
Barney, have you noticed anything different about James?
No? I mean, he's glowing from his peel, if that's what you mean.
We have reason to believe that James is maybe hiding something from you. I know you're not going to like hearing this, but...
Barney, your brother is... monogamous.
That's ridiculous. Just because he's a little sleepy and he hasn't had sex with anyone in a bathroom stall... Huh. He hasn't had sex with anyone in a bathroom stall.
Barney... I hate to be the one to tell you this, but he's texting.
No. No! That is impossible.
Hey, bro.
Don't change the subject. Let me see your phone.
Why?
I just want to see your phone. Let me see your phone.
No, it's just a phone. It's just a phone. Well, it's got internet access and it's got a camera on it. You can surf the web and do the whole thing. It's so amazing how far technology has come. And what kind of phone do you have? I got...
Who is this? And the answer better be, I don't remember his name.
That is Tom. And he's my fiancé.
I don't support this.
Gay marriage.
No, not gay marriage. Marriage. How can you do this? We were raised in the same house with the same values.
Believe me, I fought this for a long time. Come on, it's embarrassing. Look, this felt unnatural to me too at first, but I fell in love. And Tom and I realized you can't fight love.
God. Is that what you two do together? You sit around the house and talk about love? I think I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, look. I need you to wrap your head around this, okay? Because it is happening. And I want you to be my best man.
What? No way.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I hope you change your mind.
Freaking epidemic.
Oh, sweetie, did you make that for me?
Yes.
Clam bake, Staten Island. Who's in? Okay, I didn't have high hopes for that one. Okay, here's my thing. If gay guys start getting married, then suddenly the whole world's gonna be doing it. That's how it works. They start something, then 6 months later, everyone follows. It's like, now everyone gets manicures.
Yeah, I don't get manicures.
Okay, then, like, how... Like, getting your chest waxed.
You get your chest waxed?
You know what I mean! Gay marriage is going to cause single life as we know it to die out. Think of how the American family will be strengthened.
I'm sorry you're upset, but you gotta suck it up and be a man about this.
No! It's always been me and him together being awesome, while the rest of you walked two by two onto your arc of sexless boredom.
Just because James is getting married doesn't mean things are gonna change.
Yeah, like things haven't changed with you people.
Look, my sister married a guy I didn't like. Sandals and socks, come on, buddy. But I took her out. We celebrated, it was the right thing to do. You gotta support him.
You're right, Ted. This is a cause for celebration. We need to take him out and celebrate the commitment he and Tom are about to make.
Yeah, this is where we're celebrating the commitment that Tom and I are about to make.
What? Yeah! See? That cage represents your commitment.
Oh my God, freedom has never tasted so delicious.
Hey, you work out?
I do, and thank you for noticing. You're obviously in very good shape yourself.
Well, I try. So you want to dance?
You know what, I'm very flattered, and objectively, you're a very attractive man, but this is actually my fiancé.
I'm sorry, you know, I saw your drink, and I
thought... No, this isn't my drink, this is hers.
No, it isn't.
Whatever.
How about you?
Oh, I'm straight too. But I thank you for your time, and I appreciate your interest in my body.
You see that? Being hit on doesn't have to be terrible. I feel flattered and everyone left with their dignity.
Hey, I really like your sweater.
Oh, you actually do, don't you? You're not checking out my boobs or anything.
My name's Gabe Ken. What do you think?
I love this place. Let's dance and not get groped. Woo! Thank you.
Damn.
Thank you.
We're hot.
Totally.
And then Tom says to the dealer that the handmade Georgian clock has a chip on the corner. Blam, we get that puppy half price. What up? Bam!
Sounds like you really rocked that arts and crafts fair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, my God. This is so liberating being able to talk about this to you. I cannot wait for you to meet Tom.
And I cannot wait for you to meet my good friend, this guy. Excuse me, do you know anyone who would like to buy my incredibly muscular, fun, large-handed brother a drink?
Let's focus on you, Barnaby. Okay. All right. I spy a group of women who have let their defenses down because they are in a gay club. You see that chick right there? She looks like she'd fall for a sports agent and football player.
Okay, I'm in. Which one am I?
Please.
He's very shy, loves tennis in Brazil, and drops his pants after 3 dirty martinis. Now go, man, go!
I just never thought I'd see Barney so vulnerable.
Well, I guess no one wants to feel like they're going through the world alone.
Look at me in a yummy sandwich.
Okay, we're actually right in the middle of something right now, so...
Ooh, I know what I want to be in the middle of. Thoughts?
Can't two straight guys come to a gay dance club, enjoy some techno and good conversation without being bothered?
How's it going, guys? Still enjoying the attentions of men?
That's like the 8th guy who's hit on us in 10 minutes. It's like, hello, my eyes are up here.
It's never the hot ones. It's always the losers. Bums me out.
Looks like the boys learned their lesson. Do you totally miss being hit on?
Oh, totally. Let's go find a sports bar.
James, since you like arts and crafts, look at what Charles here made with cherry stems. He did it with his tongue. Yeah.
Barney.
So, Charles, why don't you put your number in my brother's phone, and once he's in a funner mood,
Barney, I don't want his number. I don't want anyone's number, okay? I'm getting married.
Wow. Best luck to you both.
Thank you.
My number's in here. Very discreet.
Okay, excuse me. Barney, family talk. Okay, dude, you've got to stop this, okay? I know that my getting married is threatening to your way of life.
Oh, so now it's my way of life. I thought it was our way of life. You've completely turned your back on it. Look at you, not even suited up. Do you remember why we suit up, James?
To get laid.
To show people that we are different from the millions of t-shirt and jeans lemmings out there. The suit shows that we are a force to be reckoned with, a two-person army that plays by its own rules. But you've taken off the uniform, you've crossed enemy lines, and you've abandoned me. Well, I'm not going to let you do that. It's not too late to back out of this stupid marriage thing. You don't have to do this, bro.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Because Tom and I are going to have a baby.
What? There's going to be a baby?
Yes. We're adopted.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be an uncle?
For the rest of your life.
And that's how Barney became Uncle Barney. A year later at James's wedding, Barney could not have been more proud.
To James and Tom, may you have a long and happy life together. And may I always have the skin and libido of a much younger man. Cheers.
Nice one.
Thanks. I decided to leave out the hetero college phase. No one wants to hear about that.
It was perfect.
You even made Tom's dad cry. Might have been doing that because he's a Republican.
Whoa.
It's 9:00. We should be getting back. You guys want to split a cab?
No, I think I'm going to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah, me too. I'm not tired at all.
All right, well, it's getting late. Gotta get the wife home.
Oh, stop calling me that. It makes me sound fat.
Baby.
It's a freaking epidemic.
Yeah?
Hey, buddy. Your parents are married. Now, listen. Just because you're being raised by married people doesn't mean you have to choose that lifestyle.
Papa.
Luckily, you got me. In 20 and a half years, you'll be 21. And I will be... Well, I haven't decided how old I'll be yet. But we are going to grow out uncle and nephew style. Stick with me, kid. I am going to teach you how to live. Great suit, by the way.
I don't get it. Tom liked my breasts in 10th grade. Why doesn't he like them now? Why?
Rosa, why always be attracted to the unavailable ones? Why not accept the fact that you're a beautiful woman who is worthy of love? Are you brave enough to hear that? You...